Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 1. Living in the reality of God's eternal economy for its fulfillment, by building up a habit of exercising our spirit, fanning our God-given spirit into flame. Related verses. Genesis 2 verse 7. Jehovah God formed man with the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Zechariah 12 verse 1. The burden of the word of Jehovah concerning Israel. Thus declares Jehovah, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. Proverbs 20 verse 27. The spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah, searching all the innermost parts of the inner being. John 4 verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. 2 Corinthians 4 verses 13 and 16 to 18. Verse 13. And having the same spirit of faith according to that which is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Verses 16 to 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For our momentary lightness of affliction works out for us more and more surpassingly an eternal weight of glory, because we do not regard the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Related reading. The heavens are for the earth is for man, and man was created by God with a spirit that he may contact God, receive God, worship God, live God, fulfill God's purpose for God, and be one with God. In his economy, God planned to have Christ as the centrality and universality of his move on earth. For his chosen people, he who would care for him as the creator and as the redeemer, there was the need for him to create a receiving organ so that they would have the capacity to receive all that God had planned for Christ to be. Hence, the book of Zechariah charges us to pay full attention to our human spirit, that we may receive the Christ revealed in this book and may understand all that is revealed therein concerning him. Man was created by God with a spirit, and this spirit is a particular organ within man that functions to contact God and contain God. Man was created by God to be a living creature, but he is different from all the other living creatures. Only man has a human spirit. In God's creation, he did something particular to produce our spirit. God created the universe by speaking. God spoke and it was. But when God came to the creation of man, he breathed his breath of life into man. God's breath of life is not God himself, not the divine spirit, and not the divine life, but it is very close to God, close to the divine spirit, and close to the divine life. If we did not have a spirit, we would be like the beasts. We would become meaningless. Also, if there were no God in the universe, the whole universe would become empty. So the key to our meaning and the meaning of the universe is in God's existence and also in our having a spirit. God is spirit, and we must contact him, worship him in our spirit. These two spirits should contact each other and should become one. then the whole universe becomes meaningful. Then our life has meaning. By this we can see the importance of our spirit. Regretfully, due to the fall, men have not only overlooked and neglected the human spirit, but also have even refused to admit that man has a spirit. Most people take care of the law, not their conscience. Today's society needs the law so much because most people neglect one part of their spirit, their conscience. The conscience functions to judge us and condemn us when we do something wrong. Some who are governed merely by the law like to find loopholes in the law so that they can carry out things that are unrighteous and unjust. Those who live by the conscience, however, live in a higher way. Our inward conscience controls us much more than the outward law does. As Christians, our spirit has been regenerated. To be regenerated is to be reinforced. God's life has been added into our spirit. When we believe in the Lord Jesus, God first gives us the divine life. Second, God gives us the Holy Spirit. Also, he gives us many heavenly things, such as his forgiveness, righteousness, peace, and joy. God has given us justification, reconciliation, and his full salvation. All these were given in addition to God's life and God's spirit. Actually, all these heavenly things are included in God's life and God's spirit, which have been added into our spirit. We have a regenerated and reinforced spirit, a very strong spirit, with a companion. This companion is the triune God. The triune God becomes our companion in our spirit. What an enriched spirit we have!